Good morning. My article today is called Ticklish Gold and Ivory. I came across a Ticklish Gold and Ivory article yesterday about a stash of golden coins being discovered by a piano tuner when he took the piano apart to carry out his inspection. They had been there a very long time and were preserved appropriately in their carefully stitched pouch wrappings. What a treasure he found. However, it was not his to keep. He had been contracted by a school to tune the piano and therefore was obliged to let the owners of the piano know about his discovery. The previous owner had owned the piano for 33 years and had only last year donated it to the local school for their use. What a wonderful donation to a school, for sure. Trackers are now endeavouring to locate the original owners of the piano. However, to date they have not been found. I would suspect that they are no longer with us, for whoever hid the gold coins must have feared for their own safety, or at least the safety of their personal wealth. To think of such a hiding place in such a ticklish gold and ivory area must have been an incredible idea at the time. And being an author, I can only think of several dozen reasons of being hunted in order to come up with such a great solution to a pressing problem. For instance, I can imagine a wife quickly sewing the pouches while her desperate husband took the piano to pieces, and then helping him quickly stash the pouches before relaying the keyboard over them. Then no sooner had they dragged the piano back to where it originally lay and carefully hidden all traces of having moved the piano, suddenly being set upon by those in authority hunting them down and being either killed on the spot or being taken away to a merciless end. The coins could tell my great ticklish gold and ivory story were they able to make their voices heard, for sure. The weight of the discovery is around 6 kilograms, quite hefty to be hidden where they were without affecting the tone of the piano. A museum has valued them as a life-changing amount. The school and the piano tuner will benefit untold from their worth. The former owners will not benefit, however. They do not seem deterred about it. But then that's how life happens. Thanks for reading my blog. Please comment below and share my link. This is Debbie Nicholson.